All right, let's read the nouns. Advice, information, chair, job, experience, luggage, experience. Permission, furniture, progress, hair, work. And while you're reading it, you should automatically be thinking, this is plural, this is not plural, this is countable, this is uncountable, etc. This is the way to practice it. All right, number one. I didn't have much luggage, just two small bags. Remember, you have to use plural with S or without S. All right, number two. They'll tell you all you want to know. They'll give you plenty of blank, a minute to decide. All right. They'll tell you all you want to know. They'll give you plenty of information. Information is already plural and uncountable. Great. Number three. There's room for everybody to sit down. There are plenty of a minute to write it down. Okay. There's room for everybody to sit down. There are plenty of chairs. Chairs is a countable noun, therefore we add an S. Correct. Good. Number four. We have no blank, not even a bed or a table. It's like a tent. Just kidding. All right, a minute to write the answer down. All right, we have no blank, not even a bed or a table, no furniture. Furniture is uncountable noun, therefore furniture without S is correct. Number five, what does Alan look like? He's got a long beard and very short. I needed to write it down. Thank you. All right. What does Alan look like? He's got a long beard and very short hair, right? Hair is already plural because it's hair on his hair, hair on his head, right? All hair. He's not bald, we presume. Good. Number six. Carla's English is better than it was. She's made a minute to write it down. All right. Carla's English is better than it was. She's made progress. Progress is an uncountable noun, therefore we use it as is. All right, beautiful. Let's continue. Number seven. Mike is unemployed. He can't get a blank. A minute to decide. All right, Mike is unemployed. He can get a job, right? Since we have an article there, we know that we're gonna put job, not work, because job can be plural, jobs. And work is uncountable. All right, number eight. Mike is unemployed. He can't get space. A minute to write it down. All right, Mike is unemployed. He can get work. That was pretty easy, right? One of us a job, a job, and here's work because it's already plural. Yay, number nine. If you want to leave early, you have to ask for blank a minute to decide. All right. If you want to leave early, you have to ask for permission. Permission is an uncountable noun. Therefore, we use it as is. Number 10. I didn't know what to do, so I asked Chris for blank. A minute to write it down. All right. I didn't know what to do, so I asked Chris for advice. Right? Because advice is plural form, so we use it as is. All right, beautiful. Moving on. Number 11. I don't think Dan should get the job. He doesn't have enough blank. A minute to write it down. All right, I don't think Dan should get the job. He doesn't have enough experience. Experience is a noun. I'm sorry, it's an uncountable noun. It's been a long day. It's an uncountable noun, so we're not gonna add an S. You don't say experiences because it's not things that happen to him, right? As they explain it here in the book. Good, so he doesn't have enough experience. Good. Number 12. Nicola has done many interesting things. She could write a book about her. Yeah, in English, Nicola is a girl's name, like just like Andrea. I remember my students saying that this is strange for Italians. Whereas in America, there are a lot of girls who I knew whose names are Andrea. In this case, Nicola is also a female name. All right, just by the way. Nicole has done many interesting things. She could write a book about her blank. A minute to decide. Nicola, that girl, has done many interesting things. She could write a book about her experiences. Now, in this case, experience becomes plural, or better, countable, because we're talking about the things that have happened to her. Great. Moving on. 70.3. What do you say in these situations? Use a word from section B, luggage, weather, etc. in each sentence. Number one, your friends have just arrived at the station. You can't see any cases or bags. You ask them, do you have any luggage? Where's your luggage? Isn't it funny sometimes you see people traveling, even cross Atlantic, without a big bag, just a small one? That's what I want to ask them. Where's your luggage? Where are your bags? How can you be traveling so light? Something that I have not been able to do for many, many years. You always need a lot of stuff. I don't know if you understand me or if you're the same or if you're one of those light packers. If you are, then lucky you. All right, number two. You go into the tourist office. You want to know about places to see in town. You say, I'd like blank. A minute to write it down. Remember, you're looking in section B, luggage, weather, etc. They ask you to look at the previous PDF file. So open that file and use a word from section B, B in the previous PDF file, luggage, weather, etc. All right, a minute to write it down. All right, you go into the tourist office. You want to know about places to see in time. You say, I'd like some information, please. Right, information is an uncountable noun. And so you can add a sum because you want this and that. You want to know where San Giusto is and Castel Miramare and whatever else, wherever else tourists go in Trieste. All right. Number three, you're a student, which you are. You want your teacher to advise you about which courses to do. You say, can you give me blank? A minute to write it down. All right. You're a student. You want your teacher to advise you about which courses to do. You say, can you give me some advice on which courses to do? Or can you give me advice? Or can you give me some advice, right? But of course, no singular no indefinite article. Incidentally, if you ever write an email to me, please mention which course you're from, because I have 500 students, and if you just write, hi, I'm Jessica, and I want to know what the exam is about, I don't know what to tell you. All right, this is just by the way, end of the class, kind of. Yeah, this is the time I kind of miss not seeing you guys, because I think we could have a fun class, but instead we're going to have a fun exam. Or not so fun. I don't know. We'll see. Let's continue. Number four, you want to watch the news on TV, but you don't know when it is on. You ask your friend, what time blank? A minute to write it down. Alright, you want to watch the news on TV, but you don't know when it's on. You ask your friend, what time is the news on? The news is singular, so it's is, right? What time is the news on TV? Good. Number five, you're at the top of a mountain, Carso, or Kilimanjaro, or whichever else. You can see a very long way. It's beautiful. You say it blank minute to write the answer down. All right, you are at the top of a mountain. You can see a very long way. It's beautiful. You say, wow, you can say so many things, isn't it? Ah, all right. It blank, isn't it? You say, it is beautiful scenery, isn't it? So you say, it is beautiful scenery, isn't it? Without an A, right? Because scenery is uncountable. Great. Number six. You look out of the window. The weather is horrible. Cold, wet, and windy. You say, what? Blank. You have to choose a word from a table. You cannot just insert it. All right. A minute to write it down. Alright, you look out of the window, the weather is horrible, kind of like these days. Cold, wet, and windy. You say, what horrible weather, right? No A, because weather is uncountable. Alright guys, that's a wrap for countable and uncountable nouns number two. As always, if you have any questions, ask me, but please, when this audio class is over, make up some sentences so you actually know that you understood everything. And remember, sometimes the best way is just to memorize the nouns that are uncountable in this case. All right, have a great class.